Airbnb.
Yetis, how much can you charge for your place? Important question, but hard to answer.
Airbnb helps host with that. They show you how much similar places in your area are going for so you can compare and contrast.
Jack, this two-bedroom walk-up, it's going for $300 a night on weekends, but my two-bedroom walk-up is nicer, it's got a pretty view, and maybe I'll put it up for $400 a night.
Nailing the price is key to being a satisfied host on Airbnb, and Airbnb helps you do it. Your home might be worth more than you think.
Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Rocket Money.
All right, Yetis, picture one place you can link all your money accounts to have one single picture of all your finances.
That's Rocket Money.
Yeah, it is.
But we love this app because it actually does a lot of different things for us.
Rocket Money, it's like our money manager. It shares money alerts like that refund that we've been waiting for.
And Rocket Money also helps us save money by helping us cancel subscriptions that we don't need anymore.
Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills so that you can grow your savings.
Rocket Money has over 5 million users, and it saved a total of $500 million in canceled subscriptions, saving members up to $740 a year when using all of the app's features.
So stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/TBOY.
That's rocketmoney.com/TBOY.
rocketmoney.com/TBOY.
Fabric by Gerber Life.
Yeah, a lot of people think that getting life insurance means you're insuring yourself for yourself.
But it's actually the exact opposite. You're insuring yourself for your family.
Yeah, Jack and I, we both got term life insurance to make sure our kids and our partners are taken care of if something happens to us.
Life insurance is how you protect your family's future, and we love Fabric.
Fabric by Gerber Life is term life insurance you can get done right here, right now. You could be covered from your couch in under 10 minutes with no health exam required.
And if you're young and healthy, now is the time to get life insurance.
Because you lock in low rates that fit your family and your budget.
Join the thousands of parents who trust Fabric to protect their family. Apply today in just minutes at meetfabric.com/tboy.
That's meetfabric.com/tboy.
Policies issued by Western Southern Life Assurance Company, not available in certain states, and prices subject to underwriting and health questions.
This is Nick.
This is Jack.
And this is Snacks Daily. Welcome back. It is Monday, May 10th.
City of Angels, yep. Live from Los Angeles.
Oh, yeah, baby. We're recording live from Santa Monica, Jack. I don't have enough black pants to stay more than a weekend here.
People dress dark in LA.
Jack, April jobs report, how are we looking?
Well, it was the biggest miss in probably economics history. Instead of 1 million new jobs created last month, we got 266,000.
Jack, stock market, how are we looking?
Don't care. Just hit record highs because low interest rates are here to stay.
Jack, this podcast, how are we looking?
T-B-O-Y.
Yep. The best one yet. What's our first story today?
Roku just popped 11% on word that the little dongle that could has gotten huge.
When you control the TV, you control information.
Newman. For our second story, Papa John's was supposed to see a pizza pullback as the economy reopened.
Instead, the CEO saw something, his quotes, phenomenal.
Our third and final story is a Finnish startup called Aura, which is scaling fast with a sleep tracking,
oh yeah,
temperature checking smart ring.
If you like it, then you should have put a $100 million ring on it because investors just did.
My precious.
But before we hit that wonderful mix of stories today, Jack, we got ourselves the Monday Morning Almanac.
Yes, the Hoarder's Almanac. It started in March of last year.
It did.
Things have run out because of the pandemic.
Yeah, we're running out of things. For example, chicken wings, those are still MIA.
Bubble tea tapioca balls,
love
still
them.
Stuck in the Suez Canal.
But one thing Jack and I noticed over the weekend is totally, totally missing in the United States. And it's chlorine.
A headline Friday afternoon on CNBC.
Yeah.
A major chlorine shortage is set to spoil summertime fun in the swimming pool.
This is going
to
mess with hot vac summer, Jack.
Hey, can you put some sunblock on my back when you have a second? And Lysol everywhere else.
Everywhere else. Snackers, 60 to 70% of America's 5.5 million swimming pools. They use chlorine. That's what they need.
And the price of chlorine has doubled in the past year.
Now, reason for the shortage, twofold. First, consumers, you've been building swimming pools like you're thirsty.
Yeah, swimming pool is more important than a backyard. So the demand for chlorine is higher than ever in this country.
Second, this one's a little rough. A major plant in Louisiana that supplies America with all that chlorine burned down in August.
So supplies down, demand is up. prices up.
Takeaway, the only winner here, eyeballs, not going
to
be red.
Snackers, all the leading indicators that were pointing to a pandemic pool party this summer.
But chlorine shortage looks more like a poolpocalypse situation.
What product will be next on the Hoarder's Almanac?
Snackers, get at us. Jack and I want to hear from you at Robin Hood Snacks, at T-Boy Jack, at Nick of New York, at Jack Kramer. I'm running out of ads. Let's hit our three stories.
You're tuned in to Snacks Daily. We spoke to the lawyers and we got to get something legal out the way. The snacks about to hear ain't food, it's ear candy. They don't reflect the views of the Robin Hood family. It's all informational, just so you know. We're not recommending any securities. Nope. It's not a research report or investment advice. Not an offer or sale of a security. Right. Snacks is digestible. Business news for you. Robin Hood Financial, LLC. Member FINRA /SIPC.
For our first story, Snackers, you're wondering what happened to Quibi?
Gone in 60 Quibis.
Roku happened to Quibi.
Yes, now Roku controls 54 million living rooms.
Jack, I'm going to have to drop a little Planet Earth poetry on you. Roku, it is a tadpole swimming amongst the walruses.
Roku's smart TV dongle competes head-on with a bunch of trillion-dollar companies.
Yeah, it does. Jack, can I throw you the Space Jam lineup on this thing? Amazon Fire TV, Apple TV, Chromecast, Google TV, Facebook, whatever Facebook's going to like copy to like come out with something similar to all that.
Snackers, Roku is somehow surviving among that gigantic competition. They're known for their purple dongle that makes any dumb TV smart.
Yeah, with Roku, you can download Netflix, Peacock, whatever other apps you want. You can do it on a Roku.
And Roku just announced a 79% revenue jump in the first quarter.
It is the number one smart TV company in the United States. Get this, 54 million households are Roku.
Roku is 5 foot nothing, 100 and nothing. And yet somehow its stock has 10X'd since 2019.
Jack, can I take it from here? Rudy. Snackers, the reason though, behind this wild growth, here's the funny thing. It actually has nothing to do with the core product that we just were talking about with Roku.
Dongle sales, that's just about 1/5 of total revenue.
That's it. The way that Roku's making all this money, it's actually on advertising and app tax.
Like Apple controls the iPhone, Roku controls those 54 million living room TVs we just mentioned.
And then the smug team over at Roku with their fancy dongles takes a 30% cut of paid apps that you download on Roku, just like Apple just got sued for.
And app taxes plus advertising revenue doubled last quarter for Roku.
Now, Snackers, we know what you're thinking right now. Here it is. How is a dongle company with a fancy purple dongle making all this ad revenue?
Roku has its own app. It's called the Roku Channel, which is free movies, free TV shows, supported by a whole bunch of ads.
Which then begs the next question, Jack. What kind of video are we talking about here with this Roku Channel you keep talking about?
They're called Roku Originals.
Which then begs the next question. What are these Roku Originals? We're curious.
They're former Quibi shows.
That's right. Roku bought up Quibi's library after they fell apart for less than $100 million, ironically naming it Roku Originals.
By the way, I just realized about six of those 10Xs of the stocks in 2019 happened after I sold my Roku stock.
Yeah, but it paid for the whole bar at your wedding. Or no, the ice cream truck at your wedding.
It paid for the open bar. You were right the first time.
Let's go with the Ben and Jerry story. It's better. So Jack, what's the takeaway for our buddies over at Roku?
Advertisers are a few years behind the innovation curve.
From 2010 to 2017, traditional cable TV viewership, it was plummeting because you were cutting the cord. You were streaming.
And yet, spending by marketers on TV commercials grew during the period as it was getting smaller.
It makes absolutely no sense. But then here comes Roku. And Roku acquired Nielsen's rating service. And Roku is now streaming over a 500 million hours of material a day.
Finally, with that evidence, the advertisers have arrived.
They're fashionably late, but they've arrived.
We think the next place that advertisers will arrive fashionably late?
Podcasts.
It's an under-monetized industry, Snackers.
For our second story, Papa John's wasn't supposed to be doing as well right now as it just said it was doing.
But we noticed they snagged an idea from their beverage buddies.
Yeah, they did. Papa John's. It's your go-to order when Joe's ran out of dough down the street.
I've actually never had Papa John's, but we are in the post-Papa era because Papa John Schnatter no longer involved.
He's basically been replaced by Shaq. Shaq's running like half of Papa John's these days. No joke.
And investors expected from Papa John's a DPF situation.
Right. DPF, the old demand pulled forward that we're starting to see among a bunch of companies.
In 2020, everybody ordered pizza delivery. So they expected this year there'd be like no more growth available.
Honestly, you don't have an appetite for it, frankly.
But instead, Papa just announced 25% sales growth last quarter to $500 million.
That's right. This company is growing twice as fast as Domino's right now. Snackers, here's the thing. That story, it could have ended there. It probably did end there for a lot of people. But Jack, I noticed this thing took a turn in the first line of the earnings call.
I'd like to start off by praising one specific phenomenal dish.
That's not Jack Kramer. That is the CEO of Papa John's, who was very excited about epic stuffed crust pizza. Real thing.
Sounds like the start of a best man speech who drank way too much.
This is a pizza that comes with what they call premium dough. And so much dough, it's probably going to cause a carb shortage.
All right. Papa John's mentioned pizza 11 times in their earnings report.
They did.
But they also mentioned epic stuffed crust 10 times. Just one short.
They're worshiping this new pizza like it's the second coming of Jesus.
Now, stuffed crust pizza is self-explanatory. But then they mentioned another culinary innovation called Papadillas.
This is like another deep dish deity they got going on over at Papa John's.
This is Papa's take on quesadilla, we think, and they call it Papadillas.
Jack, one sec. I'm Google imaging searching this right now. I have heartburn while I'm looking at this product.
It's basically taking a slice of pizza and folding it.
But Snackers, this isn't like some simple gimmick. This is actually all part of Papa John's premiumization strategy, which is the opposite of a discounting strategy.
We've all heard commercials for years where pizza places, they try to attract customers by saying $5 off any two medium pan pizzas.
Instead, Papa John's is doing a 180. They're trying to attract you with value and novelty with products that you're going to have to pay more for.
And Nick and I saw one major sign that it's working. Over 50% of epic stuffed crust eaters last quarter were first-time Papa John's diners.
First-time Papa John'sers. Mic drop speaks for itself. Let's just go to the takeaway. Jack, what's the takeaway for our buddies over at Papa John's?
Trends are fun. Trend spillovers are even more fun.
A year ago, just as the pandemic began, Jack and I noticed that there was like a premiumization trend going on in the beverage industry.
We saw it most from Constellation Brands, which owns wines, vodkas, liquors, beers. It was all of their premium brands that were dominating in 2020 during the pandemic.
Well, here's the funny thing we just noticed with Papa John's. That same treat yourself trend that we saw in beverages in 2020, it's now playing out in food in 2021.
Papa John's wasn't talking about premium pizza a year ago. They were talking about good value, low priced pizza.
But premiumization, that has powered their stock up 43% higher than it was pre-pandemic.
Stir crazy Americans like you and me, we want to treat yourself to the most expensive pizza on the menu. We deserve it.
Epic stuffed crust pizza. It's a spillover of the same trend as alcohol. For our third and final story, humans. We've only got two wrists. Big issue.
Aura just got a $100 million check to stick sleep tracking and thermometers on your finger instead of your wrist.
Big difference here. We're talking Aura Snackers. Company we noticed was founded in Finland back in 2013. And here's what they're leading with. A smart ring.
It's a simple metal band. Not that different from my wedding band. Comes in four different colors.
Pretty straightforward. Aura, it has some really tiny instruments making this happen.
Because they managed to pack a battery, a bunch of sensors,
yeah,
and a bunch of technology into this ring.
And what they're doing with this ring is they're jumping into the crowded activity tracking market pool to try to compete with a whole bunch of players.
Fitbit's there. Apple Watch is there. Garmin's there.
Uh-huh, a whole bunch. And they just raised $100 million in private funding to take on those companies.
And this company is probably a unicorn. It's probably worth over $1 billion.
So Snackers, here's what Jack and I find fascinating. Wearable tech is surging right now. But wearable tech has a real estate problem.
There is only so much space on your body,
yeah,
where you can slap a tiny computer, which is wearable technology.
Your body is the island of Manhattan. So that puts even more pressure on Aura to stand out. And we notice they're standing out in three very particular ways.
First is marketing. Other wearable gadgets, they highlight the step tracking and the fitness aspects of the device.
Yeah, that's what they're pointing out. Your iPhone, it already does that. Boom, done.
Aura leads in their marketing by talking about sleep tracking, because a good night of sleep can change your life for the better.
This podcast runs on 16 hours, 8 for Jack, 8 for me.
The second differentiator is the ease of use.
Yes, it is. Smart watch wristbands. You got to take them off to charge, and then you got to wait a whole long time to charge these things.
And you got to take them off to get in the shower, yada, yada, yada. Aura has a 7-day battery, and it's waterproof, so you could go like a week and not even ever take this thing off.
But the third key is the most important possibly, and that is subtlety.
Aura guarantees that you will forget that you're even wearing it.
every other wearable, it is a watch, a bracelet, a glasses. Someone's going to see it. Someone's going to comment on it. And it has to be a statement piece.
Nick, they didn't actually guarantee it. I just made that up.
I like what you did. The lawyers are going to love this.
But they might as well. The only time you'll realize you're wearing an Aura is when someone compliments you or when your phone buzzes. Because you had an elevated pulse yesterday from 4:30 to 5 o'clock.
Well, then maybe you get curious, so you check your schedule and notice you were talking to Diane from 4:30 to 5 o'clock when your Aura buzzed you.
Nick,
yeah.
We've talked about this. You just have to let Diane go.
Remember, her problems are not your responsibility. So Jack, what's the takeaway for our buddies over at Aura?
Formula for scaling. Luck meets preparation.
Snackers, this company, Aura, they've been operating for 7 years. No mention on Snacks Daily podcast during those 7 years.
But then 2020 happened because the pandemic was Aura's lucky break.
Yeah, Aura's built-in thermometer can, get this, instantly alert you if your temperature is rising, and that is critical right now.
That got the attention of the NBA, WNBA, Ultimate Fighting Championship, and NASCAR. They all ordered a bunch of Auras and told their athletes, you have to wear these. Because we want to catch a COVID outbreak early and stop it in its tracks.
That was a huge validator. It helped Aura snag an investment from, get this, the Los Angeles Dodgers.
2020 wasn't just, you know, that disease. It was also a year of mental health burnout.
Totally.
And the importance of sleep tracking and managing stress, that was good for Aura.
All right, so you have this unique moment. The world's having a physical health moment and a mental health moment simultaneously.
Aura was ready, and they've now sold over 500,000 rings and more.
Aura just got a $100 million check. Because luck met preparation. Jack, can you whip up the takeaways for us to start the week?
Roku is the little tech dongle that could.
Big ad money. It's always behind the innovation curve, but we think podcasting is going to get the ad money next.
For our second story, premiumization.
Yep.
That's when increasing prices actually leads to boosting sales.
And it's thanks to Papa John's finding a spillover trend from their buddies in alcohol.
Aura's smart ring has three key differentiators to the smart watches out there.
But luck met preparation in 2020. Now time for our snack fact of the day. This one sent in by Khan Donbeksi from lovely Istanbul. Khan, take it away.
Have you ever wondered why the country of Turkey and the bird turkey share the same name? It's most likely because back in the 15th and 16th centuries, Ottoman merchants first introduced the bird to the European markets, where it got the name Turkey Rooster. Over time, rooster dropped and turkey was what's all left. The bird wasn't actually native to the Ottomans either. They probably got it from the Indian traders. And that's why the name for the bird in the Turkish language is Hindi.
That is way more enlightening than sixth grade Jack Kramer's favorite joke.
Third person.
I'm hungry for turkey and chili. Three countries. It's a sixth grade joke.
Jack, some jokes just get better with age.
The best ones, you need to say twice.
Snackers, you look fantastic to start the week. Jack, you going to wear that Slammin' Salmon sweater tomorrow? What are we going to do?
100%.
Same sweaters.
For you.
I need more black in my wardrobe.
We'll see you tomorrow.
Can't wait. And before we go, huge congratulations to Brian and Teresi Diamond, who just got married in Tahoe. And get this.
Okay, first of all, Alex and I had our honeymoon at Lake Tahoe. Wonderful place. Second, they both were pod listeners of Snacks Daily before they met each other.
And then they asked each other HYHYSD. And guess what? Yes.
Two hearts have become one.
Also, unfortunately for us, two downloads are just one download for us.
Could you both, like, just one of you play it silently on your phone, too?
Or play it at the wedding. Happy birthday to Savita Shankar over in India.
And Avi Hirsch in Caracas, Venezuela.
And Mike Brodman in Bartlesville, Oklahoma.
And David Parr in Houston, Texas.
And Alex Larson in Reno.
And Bob Tepner in Palmyra, New Jersey.
And Mike Bianchi over in Pekin.
And Ryan Kay in Excelsior, Minnesota.
And happy birthday to the Ready Men.
Big shout out to Rachel Patch, who's getting her first fourth grade class in the beautiful Green Mountain state of Vermont.
And Max and Nikki just got engaged in Chicago.
Congrats to Nico Perez for graduating in Harbor City.
And Kim and Sam Figueredo just had their anniversary in Queens.
And quite an accomplishment by Luis Corona, who just bought a new mattress in California.
Because mattress, mattress, mattress.
We'll see you tomorrow. This is Jack. I own stock of Amazon and Netflix. Nick owns stock of Apple.
The Robinhood Snacks podcast you just heard reflects the opinions of only the hosts who are associated persons of Robinhood Financial LLC and does not reflect the views of Robinhood Markets Inc. or any of its subsidiaries or affiliates. The podcast is for informational purposes only and is not intended to serve as a recommendation to buy or sell any security and is not an offer or sale of a security. The podcast is also not a research report and is not intended to serve as the basis of any investment decision. Robinhood Financial LLC, member FINRA, SIPC.
If you like The Best One Yet, you can listen ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music.
And before you go, tell us a little bit about yourself by filling out a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
We want to get to know you.
This episode is brought to you in part by Purina. Purina is dedicated to creating richer lives for pets and the people who love them. From helping older pets think like their younger selves to making cat ownership a possibility for more people than ever, Purina is helping pets thrive so they can live long, healthy, and happy lives. Purina has you covered for all your furry friends' needs, whether they meow or bark. From litter to treats to their best-in-class, nutrient-packed food with taste your pets will love, Purina's got your back at every stage of your pet's life. Your pet gives you the joy of the spring sunshine all year round. So today and every day, care for your pet with Purina. Your pet is Purina's passion. To learn more, head to amazon.com/Purina.